30 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. And mostly lower prices here to start the new week. Mostly weather-related here. Still expecting some rain in the plains here as the week moves on. That's got wheat under some pressure here this morning, pulling corn down with it. The outlook for the extended forecast, at least for the next couple weeks, tends to be just a touch drier here throughout most of the Corn Belt. So that's a little bit of a negative bias here. Still going to be fairly cold, but I think the drier bias is causing a little bit of profit taking here this morning, just expecting a producer to probably plant some corn as soon as it's fit, at least as far as soil moisture levels are fit, and then worry about the cool weather here later. But that tends to be a little bit of the bias here this morning. Beans did start out a little higher. They're fading as well. Outside markets are fairly quiet, although the equity markets are a little higher, a little concerned going home Friday about any developments in the Middle East, but the market seems to be shaking that off a little bit here this morning with the Dow up a little bit. Dollar is a little weaker, and crude is down a little bit, which suggests that maybe the fears in the Middle East are calming down somewhat here this morning. So be mostly weather here as the week moves on. We do have export inspections out here this morning, NOPA crush out this morning, and also have crop progress out this afternoon, expecting corn planting to be right around 5% planted. That compares to 2% a week ago. Spring wheat also expected to be about 5% planted. Of course, most of the news stories concerning the weather were focused on the snowstorm north of us, multiple inches received in the northern part of the Midwest. So obviously no planting going to occur there for quite a few days here. So we do have May corn today at 384, down 2.25. July corn at 392.5, that's down 2 cents. December corn at 408.75, down 2. May soybeans at 1050.75, down 3.5. July 1061.75, down 3.25. November soybeans at 1047.5, that's down 2 cents. May bean oil 31.23, down 25. July 31.50, also down 25. May soybean meal 379.40, down $3.40. July 383.50, down $3.30. Wheat market, like I mentioned, is weaker here to start. May wheat at 463.75, down 8.75. July at 480, down 9.25. May Kansas City wheat 479.75, that's down 16 cents. July at 498.75, down 16.25. May Minneapolis wheat 606, down 11. July at 615.5, down 11.25. The snowy weather offering some support to cattle here this morning. April cattle 117.90, up $1.35. June's 105.12, up $1.47. May feeders 141.82, up $1.45. May hog 69.20, down 50 cents. June hog 77.07, down 57. So, Brian, a little quiet here to start with the lower market. Expecting continue to talk about the weather here as we move forward, assuming some of the political conversations continue to be on the quiet side.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot, and have a great week.
Have a great week, too. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington this morning. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says light snow ending this morning, mostly cloudy and colder today with a high of 39 degrees. Northwest wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, down to a low of 29, and mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, a bit warmer with a high of 54 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 30 degrees at 9 o'clock.